Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And we are Swords of the Spirit Ministry. And we welcome everybody from around the world. God bless you. And amen. So tonight we have an awesome word. Me, Sister Judy, and Raquel will be sharing the true word of God. Tonight we're going to share about who to have pity upon and who not to have pity upon. So please, God bless you. Get your Bibles ready, your pencils, your paper. I'll tell you what, get that coffee percolating. Sit back, relax, have a seat. Don't go anywhere. We're going to open up service. Praise God. And we will be right back. Amen. Praise God. Well, like I said, I want to say God bless everybody and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Sword of the Spirit Ministry. And we have Sister Judy tonight. God bless her. And we have Sister Raquel tonight. Amen. We always have an awesome message to share. So praise God. And I want to say God bless everybody from around the world that is actually listening tonight. Praise God. Amen. Well, let us open up service and let's get straight to the word. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father, before I even pray this prayer, Father, I pray for forgiveness, Lord, that Father, that you would just forgive me, Father, for all that I say, all that I do, Devla. Father, whatever is not pleasing to you, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your mercy, Father, will fall upon me tonight and my sisters in Jesus' name. Father God, we open up service tonight, Father God, and we ask, Lord, for your authority, Lord, to be upon it, Father, as the Holy Spirit tonight, Father, flows through this radio and flows through every caller that's listening from around the world, Father God. I pray tonight and I thank you, Lord, for the word, Father, that we are about to receive in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, Father, that your word, Lord, will plant the seed of good fruit and that we may all bear good fruit as your word, Father, becomes a lamp unto our feet, Father God. And I pray tonight, Lord, that no one, Father, that will leave this radio tonight empty-handed, Father, but let them be filled, Father God, with your word, Father, with all that you have to give, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for tonight, Father. Tonight, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would just use us. Use us, Lord, as your vessel and as your tool, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I say amen and amen. So be it. Glory goes to God. I would like to say our beliefs, we are non-denominational. We believe in the Trinity, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So if you're wondering if you're in the right place, you are. Amen. So I'd like to introduce our sisters tonight. God bless you. Sister Judy, you in the room. And Raquel, God bless you guys. Say hello to our callers.
Hello, guys. God bless everybody.
Amen. Amen. Glory goes to God. Well, we are going to turn this message now, this sharing, to Sister Judy, and she's going to start us off tonight, and we're just going to go along and let the Spirit of God lead us. Amen? Judy?
Amen.
Back to you, Sister. God bless you, girls. Good.
Okay. Let me get my glasses, guys, because I can't see. Well, I wanted to reach to you all from the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11 and 12. It's about having pity for other people. Like when you see the people on the street and you give them a couple of dollars and drive away, feel better about yourself. It's about having compassion, having pity for others. And this is what the Lord says about that. We hear that some among you are idle and disruptive. And they are not busy. They are busybodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. So are they working? I'm not saying don't give any money, but are they working for the food that they eat on that corner? No, they're not. And this is the part that I wanted to bring up to you guys mostly. It's Matthew 9, chapter 36. This is the kind of compassion that we should have. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. So, have you ever felt that way about somebody? Have you ever felt compassion for those who don't know Christ and haven't yet received eternal life? Have you ever felt that way about somebody standing on the corner? No, you pass them right by. You don't feel that. You see them hungry, you give them a couple dollars and drive away. But did you ever think about, do they know God? Have they received God? We should feel compassion for those people because they're lost. And we help them to find the great Shepherd, Jesus Christ. We need to help them, not just their physical being, not just their flesh. We need to help people with their souls. And I'm not talking about any demonic domination, Baptist or whatever, but just anybody. Have you ever known someone who doesn't know God? Have you ever tried to tell him about God, to bring him, save that part of him? Because the flesh is not that important. It's not. We're not supposed to feel sorry for the flesh. And then what about the people who feel sorry for themselves, Nancy? Like when we, and we all do. Yoy, I have such a headache, Divla, today. I can't do anything. My head hurts. Yoy, I had such a hard day. Yoy, my back is killing me. What? We feel sorry for ourselves. We really, really do. This is what the Lord says about feeling sorry for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Give me my glasses again. And I'm going to go to John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world. So no, let me start over again. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So don't feel sorry for yourself, because we're supposed to be of good cheer. We're supposed to be a happy people. We're supposed to be happy and content with what we have. So I guess what I'm trying to say is not to walk away from the man who's begging on the street for some money, not to leave the woman and the children hungry on the streets, but the guy who is capable of working should work. It also says in the Bible, when his stomach meets his backbone, he will work. Because there's a lot of people out there who do it just for just to make the money. And they could work. They could. You could get a job. It's not that hard to get a job. But there's a lot of people out there who do it. But we should look at, you know, it's not the couple of dollars, because the $5, $6, $10, whatever, is not going to make or break us. But you ever stop for a minute and talk to him about God? And that might help them. And no might, I said that wrong. It will help them. 100% it will help them if they know God. Because a person who doesn't know God is in darkness and is not going to come out. So having pity for others is a funny thing. It's a very hard thing to show compassion for somebody that you know is cheating you. And we're not supposed to be doormats. We're supposed to be cheerful and good people. We're child of light. We're Christians and all this. We're supposed to be giving people, and we are. But also it says we're not supposed to be doormats. We're not supposed to be pushovers for anyone. Amen? That's my green energy.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Judy. Amen. Raquel, did you have something to say that you wanted to share? I mean, you just jump in anytime. Praise God.
I just wanted to say that means through, it was very good the way she was talking about it and how she meant to say it. And I just, the way she explained it was very beautiful. It was very beautiful the way she explained it. And I could relate through that through many things, because we're not supposed to feel sorry for even anybody, you know, people, whoever it might be, even family members. You know, some family members, they come to you, give me a loan, this, that, and you know they're okay, they're fine. You don't want to be a doormat for nobody. That could go for anybody, you know. And I think it was really great. It was really a good message. Really,
and
great.
Roxy, you know that the word in the Bible, sorry, does not exist. It's not in there.
Amazing.
It's not in the Bible. The word
sorry
is not in there. But we have compassion. We have pity. But we're not. We don't have sorry in the Bible. But a lot of us do. We take a lot of time on people that need money, that need our help, and we do help, and they don't really need it. It's not really required of us to do that. I'm not saying don't do it, but it's not a requirement as a Christian to feel sorry.
Amen.
You could feel compassion. Show them the Lord, which is the most important thing, to save their soul, not the flesh. Because the flesh is here today and gone tomorrow. But the soul is forever, wherever it may be.
Amen.
Amen.
I do have something to say about laziness. I was actually listening to you girls talking. And if you just give me 1 second here, I can get to my, I'm always, sorry about that. I always like to quote with the word of God, praise God. What the Bible says about laziness, lazy people. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, that's in the NLT. That is, it's not right to be lazy. That's for one. I've got one more here. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Laziness is something, guys.
Amen.
You know,
amen. It's the same. It's the same thing, then.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Well, yeah, I would like to follow that up, if that's okay with you girls. Praise God. Anybody else have something to say before I go ahead? Raquel?
I just wanted to say one more thing.
Yes,
us as Christians and, you know, the people around us, they actually, when they want our help and they need our help, and if we, you know, like Sister Judy was saying, we don't have to help that person if we know that they're well on helping out themselves. We don't have to feel pity, and we have to feel, yoy, it's a musa, I have to help this person. But here are some people, they will say, aren't you a Christian? You should help me. And they start judging us for it. Being a servant of God, a lot of people feel, yoy, they're going to judge me. I have to do it, musa. And I'm just so glad that this message is out tonight for people to understand that it's not always you musa because we're Christians. And I'm glad that she said we don't have to be doormats for people to do that to us, because God doesn't want people to do that to us. We don't have to do this. It's not a musa that we have to, if we know that they're capable to do it on their own. That's what I wanted to share.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Doormats. Wow. No. Yeah. Wow. Yep. That's what they do. They treat, they'll, you know, people actually take advantage because we are Christians. They treat us like doormats, like it's a musa. It's a must. It's a must because we are Christian. Don't judge anybody because you're Christian. You have to help everybody out because you're Christian. But, you know, we have our limits too. And so does God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're Christians and we're strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Praise God. I'd like to follow up, and for the callers that just came in and whoever's just coming in to listen to the word, we're actually talking about how Christians should respond to people taking advantage. How, as us, as children of God, the people are coming to us and taking advantage, having pity on other people, who should we should help and who we should not help. Amen. So I would like to come to this point. The Bible has much to say about how we are to manage, to help, and to respond to people who are in need. Not all people who ask are in need, like Judy said earlier. Not all people. However, some people try to take advantage due to greed or laziness. The Bible has much to say about that. Number one, Christians are called to be generous and help others. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that you would lead me, guide me, and show me the way, Father God. I pray tonight, Lord, that whatever word comes from my mouth, Father, allow the Holy Spirit to take over, Father, in Jesus' name. Number two, Christians do not have to give in all circumstances. Number three, these are rules to follow if you are a child of God, if you're a Christian, or, you know, here it is. This is what Judy's point she was bringing. Number three, Christians should, are we ready? Christians should rebuke those who sinfully take advantage of people or mismanage the people's help. How about that? The Bible commands us to be generous. Yes, it does. Generally speaking, we Christians are called to be givers and generous with the blessings God gives us. The Bible teaches us that we are to die to self, and we are to think of others. In the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. The Bible also teaches that common sense, the person who generously gives will gain more. while the person who holds back will come to poverty. The book of Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. There is that scatter it and yet increase it, and there is that withhold it more than is meet, but is tended to poverty. The Bible also says that if we do have material resources and we see a Christian brother or sister in need, we should help them, like Judy said. There are many good people in the world, which we know that, who may fall on hard times. We know that. There's people out there that's going to fall and go through hard times. We understand all that. Or they have a sickness in the family, or there's trouble in their household. But the Lord says in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 17, but if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? It doesn't. Jesus taught that when people ask of us, we should try to accommodate their request, if possible, if we can. The Lord did not say for us to give, 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 and allow ourselves to be empty-handed, because that is also considered a sin. How is it considered a sin? Because we are actually allowing these people to take all that we have, all that we give, material things. Judy said a big point earlier. She said that we are to give them the word of God. But if you give them the material things, your car, your house, or whatever it is, it's still material. It is still a part of the world. And if that is a part of the world, you're not helping this person. Actually, you're actually partaking into this. We know that they don't need it, but they just come actually and take advantage, but it's not needed. It's partaking. It's partaking into their sin because we're giving it. See? I like to go to the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 35. I don't know if I just read it. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. Yes, this is our requirements as children of God. And your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. But now watch. Notice that we are to love our enemies and even lend to them. If we have to, this is not an easy teaching, guys. This is very difficult to say, but it does contain blessings if you obey it. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 20, therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. For in so doing, you shall heap coils of fire on his head. Christians do not have to give in all circumstances. Even though the Bible commands us to be generous, we are not called to give all we have or become poor or needy ourselves in the process. If someone asks us to do something that could harm our own walk with Christ, we're not to do it. We're not to do it. If it's going to harm us in our walk, we're not to do it. The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 8, but if any provide not for his own, hello, let's say that again, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and his worse, and is worse than infidel. Do you see? If we are going to take from the mouth, from our own, we are actually partaking. We are actually, this is a sin. There's a limit. There's a limit But like Judy and Raquel was talking earlier, I hope that this is being clear, and I hope that we're making everybody understand here that, you know, if you could help someone, yes, help them. The Lord is saying not to help them, but there's a limit. There's a limit. The Lord does not want that person to sit down and, you know, wait for everybody to give and to give handouts. It's not the way it works. But the Lord said, again, let's go back to about laziness for the person that does not work. Let me just bring out those scriptures one more time. The Bible says about lazy people. Here we go. If they're capable of getting up and working and doing for themselves, don't you think that the Lord would bless them? Doesn't everybody think that God would not look upon them and see that they're hardworking, and they're doing all that they can? The Lord will bless them. All that will come from God if they trust in God. But we don't have that power. How much can we give, but yet our families are suffering? There's a lot here. There's a big door you could open. Here we go. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 and through 11. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. The book of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 24. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish and will not even bring it back to his mouth. Wow, praise God. The book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 14. Amen. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. See? So laziness is not going to get you nowhere. I understand what Judy is trying to say. And I also understand what Raquel said. And I'm also understanding what the Lord is saying, even more importantly. This because we are Christians, this because we are children of God, we are not required to help just anybody. We're not required. There's a limit. There's a line. If God drew a line on who will be saved and who will not, if God does not feel sorry for just everybody, then we are not God. We can't save everybody. We're only here to send this message out to people and for children of God and whoever you may be, that you would understand that there's a limit, and that those people, not all people need help. Not all people are poor. These people are capable of getting up and working for a living just like the rest of us. We're not here as doormats, like Raquel said. We're not doormats. Just because we're Christian doesn't mean that we are here to be taken advantage of. Amen. That's what I have.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
And everybody, Nancy, has a role in life. There's poor people and there's rich people. Everybody has a role in life. There's blessed people and there's unblessed people. Everyone has a role. Who are we to change those roles? We can't change the roles. Can I change who you are? Can I change who Raquel is? I can't. Only God can change that, not me, not you, and not Raquel. We can't do it. Yes, we do charity things. We try to do the best that we can for people when we see them, but it's not always our job. It's not always up to us. It's not our fault they're that way. So don't feel blame on yourself when you see that, because it's not your fault. You didn't cause that. They caused it themselves. I'm not saying don't give charity, but there's a limit to what we can do. There's a limit. And we can't go and give everything that we have and leave our children and our families without, because that's a sin in itself.
That's right.
It's a sin in itself to suffer your own family. Yeah. It's a sin in itself. So you can't do that. It's just very odd. And on TV, I know you guys are going to start with me about that, but I hate when the pastors come on TV and they ask money. Just last week, I actually called into one. Last week, they said, give us $1,000, and I will start praying for you, and you will live. If you want to pray for your mom, you want to pray for your dad. They were actually guaranteeing life on TV now. Actually guaranteeing it for $1,000. And I called in, and my mother has been dead for 25 years. And I called in and asked, if I give you $1,000, would my mother be cured of cancer? Would she live right now? And they couldn't answer me. But there's people out there who go out and give everything that they have, every last penny, every last paycheck, and they do it. And they give it, and they keep giving and giving. And who is the fool in the end? They are. Because they're Christians. We're not fools. We're not crazy. We're not supposed to be. We're supposed to be a tough people. We're supposed to be strong. And strong-minded, too. And use your discernment when you see that person. I think it's more important for them to know God than to know your $5 bill. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, a lot of people will look at us as children of God. I'm not going to say children anymore because, I mean, we're at another level. We're not supposed to be children anymore. We're sons and daughters of God. I just want to say this. A lot of people look at us. That's fine. We are to be role models. We are here to teach, to share. Pray, that's fine. That's what we do. But when we start telling people the truth, you're not supposed to say that. You're a Christian. You're not supposed to judge. You're a Christian. But what people don't understand is, you're right, we can't judge. But the Lord said we can judge in righteousness. And if we're not judging you, we're actually trying to share with you to tell you right from wrong. Like God tells us and gives us that message and share it, we're going to tell you. And then it's up to you to automatically take it how you want. The rest is up to you and God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, people, just because we're Christians, people are taking advantage. That's the best time to take advantage. Oh, well, they have no choice to give because God tells them that they must be givers and not takers. That's true. You're very right on that. We are to be givers and not takers. But don't take advantage of it. That doesn't mean for you to make us fools. That doesn't mean to put us down. We understand that we're supposed to give, but not the way you want us to give. It's wrong. It's like when you go and you're preaching the word. It's like, okay, right now somebody calls you up, girls, and they want you to share the word of God somewhere. But you know that you're not supposed to be there. You know that that doctrine is not proper. You know that that ministry is not right. And then they start condemning you for it. And if you decide not to go, they get mad. Well, aren't you a child of God? Aren't you Christian? Aren't you supposed to share the word everywhere? Yes, we are. But hold on. The Lord says we are not to partake, not to partake in certain things. And that is concluding different doctrines, false prophets, not right teaching. I mean, it's the same thing. It falls into a sin because we're partaking.
Amen.
Anything that we are connected to, we are also doing the same thing you're doing. See? So don't take advantage. If you know you could get up and work and you know you have the capability of getting up, The Lord equipped you to get up and to work. The Lord said it in the Bible, in his words. He said it. Whoever gets up, how is that saying, Raquel? You say it all the time about the sweat of the brow, about men that are supposed to go out there and work.
Yes. Penelope Godot too, Penelope. If a man does not sweat by his eyebrow, he does not deserve to sit at the dining room table to feast with his family. Basically, what that means is, he don't deserve to be shokai godiasi niya techal.
Amen, honey.
See? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
But there are people, there is people out there, guys, that we could help, and they take off. They take off. They're crawling. They're on their knees. They're struggling. It's hard for them. I'm not going to name any names, but me and Drew just ran across this. And we helped them out. We gave them a little money. We bought them a little car. Guess what? I haven't seen them in 2 years. In 2 years. They took off. They're gone. They were crawling, and now they're perfect. I hear that they're doing very, very well. They're very good. They're well. They're feeding their own children. They're doing their own thing for $500 and another car, a little car. A lot of people will do that. They just need a little help for one time, two times, and they're gone. Over here, the guy that comes over and over and over and over and over again, get a job. Because it could hurt you guys. It hurts you in the end. And at the end of the month, you have the rent money, ma'am. But you're going to say, no, I gave it to the other guy. It's not going to work. You're hurting your own self, and you're not supposed to. That's what we're trying to say. Don't hurt yourself by giving everything that you have. Don't hurt your own self. Don't hurt your own family. Give what you can, but never hurt yourself, because you're a person too. Just because you're a Christian, you're a person too. You live, breathe, and eat with the rest of us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if anybody has a question or a comment or a prayer, we're going to open up the lines a little bit. We'd be more than welcome to take your prayers. We'd be more than welcome to talk with you. You have a scripture you'd like to share about this topic, please just press number 1 on your keypad, and I'll bring you up on the air. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, there's a one more thing I'd like to bring up. You know, sisters, I don't mean nothing. I'm not coming against pastors. I promise you, I'm not. But, you know, there's a lot of people that walk in church, and they don't have money to give. They come in to sit down to hear the word of God. The word of God is free. I don't feel in my heart that we need to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
absolutely
churches out there that force it on the little people that don't have that little money to give their tithes. But they come into church to pray that the Lord will bless them financially. But they're being forced, and the churches are just, then they look at these little people like they're bad, that they're wrong. That's not a good thing. Can't force somebody to give. You know, just giving tithes in church is not just going to plant that seed. You could give your tithes anywhere. You could feed somebody on the street. You could give it to church. You could give it here. You could feed somebody. You could give it to somebody that needs it. But we can't force somebody to give. This is my point. You can't force them to help you. You got to get up and do it. You got to get up and work for it, just like the rest of us do. You know, forcing somebody to help you, taking advantage of Christians because they are Christian and they're obeying God, and because they're givers and they're not receivers, that's not a reason to take advantage of them. Again, there's a limit. There's a limit how much we can go and how far we can go. You know, you have to think about that person too that's helping you. Do they have it to even help? And if they do give it, okay, we give it with all our heart. Amen. You know, we're not supposed to ask for it back either, believe it or not, or get mad or angry because we gave. I want to talk about that too, girls. You know, there's people out there that give, but then yet they turn around and they're complaining because they gave somebody something or they helped somebody.
That's yep. It's better off not to do it at all.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree. I agree 100% about that. A lot of people, they give, and then kholilinga kamusay saste den, and they have to give. How do they expect a blessing back if they did kholinasa? It's not going to work that way.
It's better not to give at all.
Amen.
It's better not to give. Amen. Some churches right now, Nancy, when you go in, Matun, don't put dollars. Don't put dollars in the basket no more. That's very wrong.
Yes.
That's very wrong.
Maybe the person only had a dollar to give. Maybe they had a bad week. Maybe they don't have it.
That's right. But they say now, don't put dollars in.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Don't put dollars in their sack. Don't put, yeah. But they expect everybody to give. And if you don't give into the church, they look at you like, okay, why didn't you give? Well, maybe I didn't have it. See? But tithes can go anywhere. Again, I'm going to repeat that. Your tithes could go anywhere. It could go to a ministry. It could help somebody on the street. You see somebody in need and they don't have gas. To give them that whatever it is that you can afford to help them with. You know, stuff like that. But when you truly see somebody that does not need help and that is capable of getting up and working for their dollar, then that's taking advantage of somebody. That's actually trying to make a fool out of a Christian. I have to say it. Sorry to be so blunt, but it is what it is. Amen.
And there's a lot of it going around too. A lot of it going around too.
Yes, it is.
I mean, if Raquel, Nancy, next time you guys see that those pastors on TV, I want y'all to watch. Just watch for a second, 5 minutes, and you see what I mean. How pushy these people are is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And how many people, actually, you see the phones ringing, the people are going crazy and sending all their little money. Why? Why are you doing that? For a prayer? They have to pray for a prayer? They don't need him. You could pray for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen to that. I mean, you don't need to pay for a prayer. You don't need to pay for the Word of God. All that is free. You know, I know a man that actually paid the price for it. His name is Jesus. Your credit's good. Don't worry. Amen. Yeah. The word is free. The prayers are free. You know what? If you have to pay for a prayer, you know what? No, that's wrong. That's wrong. And give somebody $1,000 to give you a blessing? Really?
If you have to pay for a prayer, then obviously you're in the wrong church.
Amen. Amen.
I couldn't agree with my sisters even more. Absolutely. If you have to pay $1,000 for a prayer, then you are definitely in a wrong church.
And guys, I know you're going to... Where I heard this from is, for me, it's funny because I know there's a lot of people that really, really believe in this church, and we're probably going to get a million complaints about it, but I heard it on TBN.
Well,
oh, yeah. I know what pastor you're talking about. He comes on TBN all the time. Mm-hmm.
Yep, $1,000 to save somebody.
Yes.
And the Purohod, the Gajahod, they give it. They do. They give it.
Taking advantage. The people want blessings in the worst way, and they don't want to wait on God. So they feel that if they pay for it, you know what that sounds like to me? Giving somebody mita. your way through.
Yeah. A bribe. Well, you can't bribe Jesus.
Tell me about it. You can't do it. You know, we don't need to laugh at this, brothers and sisters. Go ahead, Raquel. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, well, what happened to that where there was one of the women, I can't remember her name, but one of the women in the Bible, Gaiguli, and all she had was her 2 pennies, and she put in 2 pennies for the donation. What happened to that? Why aren't people allowed to put in their dollars? Maybe they're just like that woman that was in the Bible. That's all they had.
That's right. She gave her 2 cents, and it meant more to the Lord than the riches of the rich man. Yeah, guys, took that whole bunch of money, everything he had, the richest guy at that time. He put it all his money in there. And then this Puriyahu comes along, she puts her 2 little cents in, and that meant more. Because that was all she had. It was all she had. She gave it from her heart. And it meant more.
Amen.
So why is it that we have to give everything that we have to some guy who don't want to work?
Amen.
It's not right. It's not fair. I mean, if I have to work and my husband's got to work and my kids has got to work and Nancy's got to work and Raquel's got to work, how come you can't?
Amen.
How many times can I help you over and over and over and over and over again? I don't know how to say it, guys. You can't hear it. I'm going to say it in Gypsy. I don't know how to say it any other way. Kareso propale devleski voya. What God is trying to do, you're trying to go on top of that and fix this person. Maybe God wants him to be that way. We don't know.
Amen. Another door open. Yep. That's confirmation, Judy. Confirmation. Sometimes we can't go over God's word. We can't go over God. So sometimes people are meant to be that way, but there's a reason why. Some people are being disciplined by God. Some people are being chastised by God. Some people are going through a test, okay, and then we're coming in and we're interfering in the will of God. And when we interfere and we're actually giving this person the right, we're giving them pity, and they're not learning anything. They're taking the easy way out. They're not learning. They're not doing what God wants them to do. That's being disobedient to us and that person both ways, both people, because they're being disobedient because they're not listening to God, right? And then we're being disobedient because we went over God's will. Hello? Amen.
Right. Some people are meant to be that way. They're just meant to be that way. You see them this year, they're poor. You see them next year, they're poor. You see them 10 years later, they're still poor. They were meant to be that way. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
All right.
Amen.
Right.
Where water has never been, it won't go.
Yes.
So
touch him more.
That.
Some people are meant to be that way. Yeah.
Some people are meant to be that way, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Why? I don't know. And I know quite a few families like that, but there's nothing you can do.
Amen.
Nothing.
The Lord will leave them like that until they learn, until they are completely finished being shaped and molded by God.
Right.
They have to truly be shaped. They're being shaped. They're being molded to a child of His. And if we interfere in that, no, you can't depend on nobody. You can't bribe yourself. You can't bribe your way out of it. You can't. God is God. Amen.
Yep, God has to bring people down to their knees at times, down to nothing, so they can just cry out to Him. That's how God sometimes gets their attention. You know, has to bring them so far down, and then like Judy said, sometimes these people are like this for a year, could be like this for 2 years. They need to sometimes open up their eyes and realize they have to cry out to God and ask for God's help, not our help, God's help. And we interfere with that by helping them and giving them what they need.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep. We're supposed to have wisdom and knowledge as God. As children of God. Sorry, I said that wrong. Supposed to have wisdom and knowledge from God to know right and to know wrong. And how, you know, I know a lot of people's probably sitting right now out of curiosity. Well, how are we going to know as Christians if this person is real or fake? That's the easy one. If you have a discerned spirit and your spirit is true, then your spirit will tell you right from wrong. It is the Spirit of God that gives you the knowledge and the wisdom and the feeling and to see things and to know things. It's only by God, the Spirit of God, that you will know. And it's a discerned spirit. It's a strong Spirit of God. And that spirit will actually tell you if that, well, no, I'm not, no. No, my spirit is showing me that, no, that feeling is not right. That person is taking advantage. That person is not right with God or whatever it is that you're in that moment, in that position. Your spirit will tell you, discerned spirit. Amen.
Amen.
It's right here.
Amen. That's
the knowledge, yeah.
By
knowledge of God.
By the fruit that they bear. That's how you know. By the fruit that they bear. Amen.
There you go. Praise God, sister. Amen. Here it is, the book of Proverbs. I'm going to go to, you know, Proverbs really, really talks about a lot. I'm not going to lie. I do enjoy the book of Proverbs a lot, ladies. The book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 14. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouths of fools feed on folly. Amen. The book of Proverbs,
Amen.
Chapter 24, verse 5. Amen. A wise man is full of strength, and a man of knowledge enhances his might. Praise God. There's so many scriptures that could tell you about knowledge, having the knowledge of God, but you also have to have a discerned spirit to actually have wisdom and knowledge from the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And I think, Nancy, everybody's got a discerned spirit. Everyone has it.
No, I have to say they don't. There's a lot of, you can't say that every Christian has a discerned spirit because you have to remember, Judy, we're opening another door, that every Christian is not right with God. Now, I'm not judging anybody, but it is true. There's going to be false prophets. There's going to be some Christians that,
yes.
Do you see what I'm saying? But only the true children of God will have a discerned spirit, Mother Pay. Not everybody.
Amen. Amen. 100%. 100%.
Yes,
Amen.
Only the true Christians. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right. But I think common sense, too. Let's go with common sense. If the guy comes to you over and over and over and over and over again, he's still in the same boat that he's in, God wants him in that boat. And you need to leave him there.
Yep.
Heckless on the boat. God is trying to teach him something, trying to show him something.
Yes.
That's right.
And as,
Amen.
And as Christians and as children of God, we are not to hinder the will of God. We do not have that power. We cannot partake into that and bother what God is trying to do with that person. That's a big no-no. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to open up the lines and ask somebody if you have a question, a comment, a prayer, or a testimony. If you have a scripture you'd like to share about this topic, God bless you. Press number 1 on your keypad, and I'll bring you up on air. Amen. Just dial number 1. God bless you. Oh, we have a caller, ladies. God bless you. 505-339. God bless you, caller. You're on the air.
Not sure if I'm mute or what. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, sister. Hello.
This is Loda. Yeah, this is Loda.
Hello?
I was just going to say hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got you. We can hear you.
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Valda? I think we lost her. Hello, hello.
All right,
Valda, you're on air.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
All right. I'm going to say Galati beyond pasties. Some millionaires late. So I just thought I'd guys let you guys know that, but still mangan my love.
Yes.
Hello. Mangan Street.
You're right.
Galati Street. Silly by the millions, 30,000, 40,000. I bought mansions, I boats, I jets, airplanes, all kinds of stuff. But Galat, Kaisu, that they're going through problems, like Kaisu poor, yeah, they're being tested. But also, God gives His children their daily needs, not what they want mostly. Sometimes God will bless what they want, but most of the time, 100%, God will give them their needs, and God will discipline those He loves. That's what I was going to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right, though, Val. You're right. See? And look at that. Why people are starving on the streets, the preachers on PBN are just getting richer and richer. That's wrong right there. That's a sin. Hello. It's a sin.
Yeah.
They're into material things. That opens up another door.
Now, PBN are getting ready to in a one world religion through PBN. So it's pretty bad with the PBN.
Yes, I feel no Christian should be watching that channel at all. It's not right. It's not. So, to me,
yeah,
I call that channel double-minded. Amen. Amen. Val, did you need a prayer?
No, I'm fine.
Praise God. Amen. God bless you, Val. God bless you.
God bless
anybody
you.
Out there? Anybody out there needs a prayer, comment? Or if you have a question, a comment, please, God bless you. Don't hesitate. Press number one. We'll bring you up on air. If you have something to say. Trust me, we're straight shooters here. We don't hide nothing. We have to reveal the truth of God. Praise God. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. Amen. Sister Raquel, would you do us the honors and pray for everybody and pray for the people that actually are taking advantage of other people. But before we do that, we have Brother Barney. Hold on, ladies. We're bringing you in now, Barney.
God bless you, Barney. Is this for the ladies only or for us guys too?
Everybody. Men, women, and
Amen.
Children.
Amen. God bless you, Nancy. God bless you, Sister Judy and Sister Raquel. God bless your families and you. I had a couple of things I wanted to share with you guys, and it's very interesting message what you guys shared. Because first of all, what we need to know, and like you said, Nancy, earlier, we need to have the spiritual discernment in order to judge what is right and what is wrong. When Peter went to the temple and there was the lame guy there, and he was lame, and he wanted alms, Peter told him, "Silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give you. I give you Jesus. Rise and walk." So spiritually, the most important thing that we could give anybody is not physical, it's spiritual, and give them Jesus and pray for that person. But there are certain types of people where we're not even supposed to bless them or even pray for them. As far as that goes, it's in Jeremiah chapter 7 and chapter 11. Certain types and certain people, you're not even supposed to give them your blessing. And if you did not realize, God tells us to take our blessings back. So just because a person says they're Christian, they're not all Christians out there. And what's more important is the spiritual blessing to tell everybody the word of God. And then there's also scripture that we could look at in Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 6. You said something earlier, Nancy, about judging. It says,
yes.
Give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast you your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn again and render you. Well, that means spiritually, yes. But if we're not supposed to give them nothing spiritually, which is our first order from God as a born-again true believer to give people spiritually, and if he tells us not to give our pearls to swine, even physically, we're not supposed to give them nothing whatsoever. And then it also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12, it isn't my responsibility to judge outsiders, but it is certainly your responsibility to judge those inside the church who are sinning. So that word where we're not supposed to judge and somebody might be listening, well, your people are judging. Well, as Christians, we are supposed to judge those that say they're Christians inside the church. And how do we judge them? We will know them by their fruit. We cannot be deaf, dumb, and blind and just give everything and whatever to anybody just because they're there. We're supposed to have discernment in order to judge the person, whether they're right or not, and to make sure to give them the true gospel, the gospel of repentance, and the gospel of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
And that is what we're supposed to do. Our first order from God. That's our first order. And then we could give physically if we have the discernment from God in what we should give. And like you guys said earlier, you're not supposed to give them everything. There's only one that you're supposed to give everything, and that's to God. And that's it. Give everything to God.
Amen. That was confirmation, Barney. I was going to say that. And Judy, actually, you read that scripture to me today about the pearl today. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, glory goes to God. And I hope everybody understood that. And we are supposed to judge. You know that scripture, we're not supposed to judge. What it says is actually not to be hypocrites. Not to pass judgment, let's say Brother Joe over there is drunk and Brother Joe is not going to make it in heaven. Well, we already, we pass judgment on Brother Joe. We are not to judge who's going to heaven, who's not. That is God. He's on the throne. He judges that. We do not pass judgment on nobody because we're sinners too. But we have the discernment of the Spirit, which is a gift from God. Why would God give us a spirit of discernment and not being able to use it? Isn't that stupid?
Amen.
Amen.
We are supposed to use the gift of the Holy Spirit and have discernment and judge whether the person is right, holy, or evil, sinful, and corrupted. How else would we know what to give that person? If they're sinful, we share the Lord with them and tell them to repent. And if they're holy, we're supposed to also accept that person as a true brother or true sister in Christ. So we need to have the discernment and we need to judge, but judge righteously. And we do not judge the world. That's God's job. We read the scripture. But we are to judge inside the church, those that claim they're Christians, but do not pass judgment on it. There's a difference. Amen? And that's what I wanted to share with you guys. And that was a very good message. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Barney.
God bless you, Barney. God bless you, too, Barney. And God bless your wife. Amen.
Back to your husband. God bless your
husband.
Doesn't
everybody just want to kill Connie Chung?
Yeah, Connie Chung, God bless your husband. Raquel, God bless your father.
God bless your daughters. God bless your wife.
God bless our friend Judy and Julio. God bless them and their family.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
So Barney, what you're saying is if I give Brother Joe money and I know that he's going to buy crack, that would be wrong. But if I give Brother Joe money and I know that he's going to feed his wife and children, then that would be a good decision.
Well, it's better if Brother Joe says he's hungry and the discernment spirit tells you it's okay. It's better to go in the store and buy Brother Joe some food. But see, just give people money and that person goes and sins with it, some people will tell you, long as you gave it with all your heart and God knows your heart, that's not true. Because if Brother Joe sins with that money, you become part of Brother Joe's sin, and you take part of his sin.
That's
so
right.
Isn't that the same thing, Barney? Isn't that like the same thing, like if we go to a church and we know the doctoring is wrong, and you still give money, you still give your tithes, you're just as big as a sinner as the rest of the people that's in there because you're helping that church go along with the lie.
100%. You're backing up the lie. If you know for sure it's a lie, what that church is preaching and doing, and the church is corrupted, then you become partakers of that. Even, you know, like when somebody says and twists the scripture and you say amen, and you agree with them, you are just as guilty. Well, it's the same way when you're in agreement in any shape or form with anybody that is corrupted, you become partakers with them.
Wow. See? Yep, that's what the Lord says. We are not to partake in these sins, and it is considered a sin. Amen. Amen. Yep.
Amen.
Yep. And there's one more thing I'd like to say about prayer, meaning that we're on this subject this evening. You know, we don't mind praying for people. That's our job. We are to pray for one another. But when somebody comes and tells you, can you please pray for me? And you ask, okay, what is your prayer? The Lord knows. The Lord knows. Well, you know, that's also wrong too. We have to actually deny that prayer if it's not confessed, because we don't actually know what you're praying for. We don't. You could be an adult. You're having an affair, or you're an adulteress, or he's an adulterer, or you're going to rob somebody or kill somebody. We don't know that. So we can't come to people and say, the Lord knows, and can you pray for this? We can't do that. We have to deny that prayer. I know it seems harsh. I know it's tough, but it is only being obedient to God as a servant. We must also be careful in our prayers, because that's also partaking. If I actually pray for that, I'm actually partaking into that, what I'm praying for. See? So it's actually dragging me down with that, with whatever that prayer was. If that prayer was not it doesn't stand correct with God. It doesn't meet the requirements of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Because you don't know what the person is praying for. You don't know what they want. It could be, please, Father, help me, because I need to break into this guy's house. I want to break in and come home. We can't pray for stuff like that. Or maybe the person is a crack addict and they need crack. You can't pray for crack.
You really have that crack thing tonight, Sister Judy.
You're not going to pray for me to get the crack, people.
We can barely hear you, Raquel. You got to speak up, sister.
No, we're not going to pray for people to get crack. Please don't come on the line if you think we're going to pray for you to get crack.
Well, you know,
crack is bad.
I'll give you an example. Okay, one time I was on Instagram and a young lady, a woman, DM'd me and she said, well, I needed a prayer and the Lord knows. I need blessings to be upon me and my husband. And I said, okay. Then, you know, as we were talking and whatever it was that we were, the Lord knows. And I told her, sister, I need that prayer to be confessed to the Lord. You need to confess it so God can hear it. And she told me, you know, we just got into this conversation. And then automatically I find out that this woman has committed adultery. She literally ran away with this man and stole him from another woman, from actually a 21-year-old marriage with children. And now she comes to me and she wants blessings from God. Well, you committed adultery. And I'm not mad. I promise you, I'm not here to judge or get mad at anybody. But you had adultery right there. The Lord is not going to honor that. The Lord is not going to bless that because it's an adultery. It was wrong. So God is not going to bless that or that marriage because it wasn't put together by him. It was put together by you. So
you know,
that's one
example. We should do a study on that. I think, girls, we need to do a study on that because there's so much of that going around these days that I think we need to do a study on that. Yeah, because, you know, having prayer for adultery and asking God to bless people that do adultery and people break up homes, God is not going to bless that. There will be not a blessing upon those people. And we can't pray for things like that because then we'll be a part of that, what they are doing, the sin that they're committing, and it's just not right. We cannot be a part of something like that. God will not bless adulterous and adultering.
No. No. See, these are just a few. Yeah, you know what? These are just a few things that are going wrong and that are wrong in Christianity, in people today. These are the wrongs that a lot of us are doing. And people think it's okay. Again, you're taking advantage. You cannot take advantage. This is considering taking advantage.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Preach it, sister.
Do you really want me to sit here and get down with the girl? Oh, I'll get down.
Yes. People need to hear this. They need to hear it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, we got a lot of topics that we need to bring up that we're doing. We are all doing wrong in our walk with Christ. We got to stop taking advantage. Okay, we got to stop that. There's another one that we're taking advantage of. You're taking advantage of God. How about let's not just talk about meaning that Raquel wants us to bring it out, but let's bring it out. Let's bring it out. There's people,
yes,
Christians, Catholic, it doesn't matter who you are. When we pray, people are actually commanding and demanding from God to come. When they pray, they command. I command you, Lord, to answer these prayers. I command you, Lord, to heal this person. You cannot.
I heard
you should not. You should not want to or even dare to say those words from your mouth to God that you command or demand him. You have to remember, I say it all the time and I'm going to say it again. You cannot command, you cannot demand, you cannot move, and you cannot shake an almighty God that has actually created this world and the universe. He's an almighty God. You do not shake him or move him. It's the other way around. It says nowhere in the Bible that I can command God to do what I want him to do. No, no, no. It's the reverse that. Let's take it back. He actually could command us. He is to demand from us. He actually could make us and bring us to our knees. He is God. He is the one that's in control. We have to start listening to God, not just hear this topic tonight and then walk away from this radio station and then just go about your way. It doesn't work like that. If we come in to hear the word of God, then we must hear it, listen to it, and let it stick. Let it plant the seed. Listen to the wrongs that we are doing as Christians. Listen to the wrongs that we're doing as children of God. And we're not going to get anywhere. A lot of people will have a lot to say about these subjects. Well, no, you can't judge. No, you can't do this. So, you know what? It is God's word. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to tell you any different. What's wrong is wrong, and what is right is right. Like God says, I am that I am. He is not going to change. He didn't change yesterday. He didn't change today, and he's not going to change tomorrow. His word is there, and we have to learn to accept it. We have to learn to obey it. We have to learn to walk in it. We have to learn to let it be a light to our feet. We have to learn to be stronger in the word of God because there is power in it, because he's speaking it straight out to us. Amen. And God bless everybody.
Amen.
That's what the word
Amen.
Is about. That's what God is about. This is what it is. Like Barney, Judy, Raquel, we're talking polite to you. Well, let's just bring it out one more time. Let's stop taking advantage of one another, because the Lord said we are to love one another as his father loved him. It is a command that we must learn to love one another as Christ loves us. We are not to take advantage of one another as Christians and as children of God. That, no, we just got to stop. There's a limit. There's a limit to how far every person can go. There's a limit to what they have in their pockets. There's a limit to what we can give you. If we're going to sit there and give you immaterial things, then you're going to remain into the world. We're not helping you come to God. You're going to remain where you're at. You're going to be stuck there and not move or budge. But if we come to you and give you the word of God and pray for you, guess what? That's the best thing we can give you, because that's what's going to bring you to God. That's what's going to touch you. That's what's going to make you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's what's going to make you receive the Holy Spirit and walk with Christ and then to receive eternal life in heaven with the Lord. That's what we are here for. Not to be taken advantage of it, but we're here to give you Jesus. We're here to give you the word, the gospel, to tell you that Jesus is coming back. Be ready. Get ready. You should be ready. We all should be ready. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Are you happy now, Raquel? Raquel, are you happy now? You got it.
Yes, amen. I love this preaching. Preach it. Yes, people must know the truth. They have to know. You know, girls, what I was just thinking about, this just came up to me now, and I was thinking about, we feel bad as human beings, as people, when we are being taken advantage of. How do you think God feels when his children take advantage of him? Jesus, Lord, give me. Give me what I need, and I will change. Do this for me, God, and I will do this for you. And when God gives them what they want, what they do, they don't promise and fulfill what they promise to do to God. They just stop. Chimay jankai kangari. Chimay tonea kapo del. Lord, help me. Heal me. Do this for me and do this for me. Help me financially. Help me this. And they demand from God to do what they want God to do for them. And what do? They take advantage of it, and then they stop walking with God. So it's not only people take advantage of others, but they take advantage of God's goodness. Does
amen.
That make sense to you? Does it make
yes,
sense
amen.
To you?
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't want people to take advantage of him or take advantage of each other. Even Odell Pena, when a person makes sins and they come to me and ask for forgiveness and they ask God to forgive them, but yet they continue doing the same sin. How many times come they're doing Odell about it's not a sin anymore? They're just continue doing it. And how can they be forgiven for the same thing over and over again? It's just an addiction now that they keep doing, you know, and it's a hard topic to talk about without stepping on people's toes, and some people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth.
Amen.
But the people
well,
who don't want to hear that, in the end, they will hear it. At the end, they'll hear it, and then they're going to be sorry.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. You know, there's one more thing before we go, because we got like 5 minutes on the air. Praise God. I'm going to ask anybody, does anybody have a prayer before we go? But before I even bring out this last topic, God bless you. Press number one on your keypad, and I'll bring you up on air. Amen. All right. Well, this is our last topic for this evening. I got a good one for you. When people actually say if they're in trouble with their enemies, well, you know what? God will take care of them. I'm leaving them in God's hands. God will take care of my enemies. Uh-huh. God is not a hitman. You can't give him Mita if he's not a hitman. He's not a hitman. I'm telling you. I leave my enemies in God's hands. God will take care of them. Well, hello? He's not a hitman. He's God. We can't, you know, it's not right. It sounds funny, but this is not a joke. Again, we're commanding and demanding. We know God's mind. Do you really know what's in God's mind? No, you don't. Either do I. But every day, we seek and we search to know how God wants us to think, walk, talk, and breathe. Amen?
Amen.
And what I've come up with so far again, I'll say it again. We are to walk, talk, breathe, and live as Christ-like. Not say, command, demand, move, shake, and rattle, Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, you're going to take care of my enemies and this and that. No, no. When you're praying, that also has to meet the requirements. A good friend told me that. It's stuck in my head, and it won't get out of my head. Even when you pray to God, it has requirements in order for those prayers to be answered from God. There's requirements. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But God don't make all this for Dill. That's wrong. You're not supposed to say that. Actually, you're supposed to pray for him.
Yes. If the Lord says, if God is saying, pray for your enemies, okay, but then yet we got somebody else here. I'm leaving you in God's hands. Hello? Well, how do you know that God's going to take care of that person? Maybe God's going to take that person, turn them around and bless them. Maybe God doesn't feel that they're wrong. Maybe God feels that you're wrong. It's the wrong words to say when you pray.
Amen.
You can't say that. Because God says that we have to pray for our enemies, not condemn them. Amen.
So
let's be careful on how we pray. What's that?
Right. And who are we condemning this person to? I leave him in God's hands. Who are you condemning him to? To the Lord? That's not a condemnment. That's a beautiful thing. But people take that the wrong way. They think it's a bad thing. Because God is going to take care of it. God is going to do what he needs to do with him. And at that day, see how he's suffering? God did that. No, God don't suffer nobody. We suffer ourselves.
Thank you. Amen. And he's not a hitman. Again, I'll say it again. He's not your special hitman. Take care of you. What?
Mafioso.
Welcome. Right. That's absolutely right. He's not a hitman.
Well, Raquel, I hope you're happy.
Yes, I am. I'm excited and happy when we preach the truth about our Lord. Absolutely.
Praise
absolutely.
God. Amen. I usually get a little more fired up than this, but I'm trying to be nice tonight. Praise God. Well, Raquel, do us the honors. Pray for those that do not understand that they will understand the requirements,
yes,
and that for the people that do
absolutely
take advantage, that they will know not to anymore. God bless you.
Absolutely. Amen. Well, Havastu, thank you, Shesko, now, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask, Mogodel, right now, Mogodel, that you open up our ears, Mogodel, Dashunas, Lord Jesus Christ. I putrez amaro ilo, Father God, and open up our minds, Father God, and give us the wisdom and the knowledge, Mogodel, to hararas what this message was about tonight, Mogodel. For those not to take it, Lord, that it was meant something wrong or something personal towards them, Father God, but for them to open up their eyes and let this help them, Father God, so they know that when someone comes to them in need, Father God, for them to know who are the ones that are needy and who are the ones that are not, Mogodel. And Father God, those, Lord Jesus Christ, that come to your children, Mogodon, and ask your children, Mogodon, for their help and their needs, and they keep coming, Father God, and they become more Jesus Christ, one of those type of people that keep leeching onto them and keep asking for help and then pass judgment upon those people, Mogodon, for it to stop, Mogodon, for it to stop right now, Lord Jesus Christ, and let them realize that they don't have to keep burdening people to help them, because this is the situation you put them in, and that they need to dig themselves out of that hole that they are in and to give you the glory, and becomes a testimony, Mordo, that you brought them out of that they can do good for their own with you, Father God. And I give you the
Lord.
Praise, Mordo, and I give you the worship, Mordo, for you are strong, Mordo, and they need to know, Mordo, because you are with them, Father God, through the good and through the bad, whatever it is, Mordo, that they're going through, Mordo, that all they have to
Lord.
Do is to cry out to you, Mordo, and that they don't need no one else's help, Mordo, but only yours, Father God. Open up their hearts, Mordo, and open up their minds, Father God. And if they're doing addictions, Mordo, if they're doing rabah, Father God, whatever it is, they're gambling, whatever it is, Father God, and they go to my brothers and sisters in Christ, and Mangan Linda, Lingalovaga, Father God, to help them, Father God, so they could commit sins, Father God. Stop them in their tracks, Mordo. Stop them, Father God, and open up their eyes, Mordo, for them to realize what they're doing is wrong. And I know you put them, Father God, through these trials, Father God, for them to understand that they need to come out of it, Lord Jesus. And Father God, give those, Father God, that have a good and pure heart, Mordo, that all they want to do, Father God, is to help others, Mordo. Give them, Mordo, God, knowledge, Lord. Give them that wisdom, Mordo, that Janen Deva Concha Chestro Bule will help, Lord. I Conchi, Mordo. I ask you this, Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' holy, precious name, Father God. And I thank you for this service, Father God. And I thank you for this message tonight, Father God. And bless Nancy and bless Judy, Father God, for what they have preached tonight, Mordo. Very blessings, Mordo. Only from you, heaven above, Father God, guide us, Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done for me and for my sisters, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Beautiful.
God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Well, let us go into, because we have like 2 minutes left. Please join us on Friday. Brother Barney's going to be sharing. And, of course, I'll be there. Amen. Always. So, come on in, 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific Time. Do not miss out. If you're following us, it's Just Pray With Faith, Sword of the Spirit. Follow us on Instagram. God bless you. We're going to say goodnight. Amen. We love you all in love of the Lord. And we have to go. Ladies, say good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
God bless.
Amen. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all on Friday.